This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has affirmed that the Quad grouping is poised to remain a long-term partnership, ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth and stability. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri during a media briefing today while sharing key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi's ongoing three-day visit to the United States. Mr. Modi took part in the Quad Leaders Summit and held a series of bilateral meetings with the leaders of the Quad member countries in Delaware last night. Quad brings together four countries, India, Australia, Japan and the US. The Foreign Secretary also announced that India will host the Quad Summit in 2025. He also informed that the United States has taken the decision to return a total of 297 antiquities stolen and smuggled out of India. Earlier, speaking at the summit, Prime Minister Modi asserted that Quad grouping is committed to a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. The Prime Minister said, together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives in several areas. Mr. Modi also held talks with his Japanese and Australian counterparts. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also announced that India will contribute 40 million vaccine doses for Indo-Pacific countries under Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance and Quad initiatives. The presidential election in Sri Lanka has gone into second round of counting as no candidate secured the required 50% vote in the first round. The Election Commission has said that all candidates except the top two are eliminated and second and third preference votes from other candidates will be redistributed among the two. The candidate with highest votes will be declared victorious. Voting for the presidential election was held yesterday in what is being termed by the Election Commission as the most peaceful election in the island's history. As per the results shared by the Election Commission, the leftist leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake is ahead with 41% votes, while Sajith Premadasa trails at 33%. The incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who contested as an independent, came a distant third with 17% votes. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in the US. The agreement on clean economy intends to promote technical cooperation, workforce development, capacity building and research collaborations. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported death of a chartered accountant girl from Kerala in Pune due to alleged excessive workload in a private company. The Commission expressed serious concern over the incident and urged the businesses for reviewing their work culture, employment policy and regulations to ensure alignment with global human rights standards. The Commission issued a notice to the Ministry of Labour and Employment to submit a report within 4 weeks. In Bihar, the flood situation remains grim in 12 districts due to rise of water level of the Ganga and other rivers. Patna, Begusarai, Saran, Munger are worst affected due to unprecedented rise of water level of the Ganga and its tributaries. Indian wrestler Sangram Singh became the first Indian male wrestler to win mixed martial arts fight at the Gamma International Fighting Championship in Georgia. Commonwealth heavyweight wrestling champion Sangram won in a 90-second match against the Pakistani opponent Ali Raza Nasir. Moreover, Sangram also registered the fastest win ever by an Indian fighter in the 93-kilogram division in the championship. In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. Chasing a mammoth target of 515 runs, Bangladesh were bundled out for 234 runs in their second innings on day 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.